Northern Ireland remains the only part of the UK not to have the right to same-sex marriage. Thousands of people marched in Belfast earlier this month calling for the legalisation of gay marriage and equal rights for all. Joining me now for more on this is Peter Tatchell, human rights campaigner. Peter, you're very welcome to Global Village.
I'm very pleased to join you.
What is the law as it currently stands in Northern Ireland, Peter, when it comes to same-sex couples?
Currently in the north of Ireland, same-sex couples can have a civil partnership but not a civil marriage. They are banned by law. This is despite the fact that more than two-thirds of Northern Irish people support the right of same-sex couples to marry. And it's despite the fact that there has been a vote in the Northern Ireland Assembly to allow same-sex couples to marry. So a majority of legislators and a majority of the public support same-sex marriage, but sadly and quite disgracefully, the Democratic Unionist Party has used their veto to block it.
It really surprises me, Peter, because as you know, in Ireland 2 years ago in May 2015, we had the marriage referendum and we've had, you know, I myself got married to my wife nearly a year and a half ago. And it just beggars belief that only like 45 minutes drive, an hour's drive from Dublin, we're in a place where Essentially, my marriage is not recognised and same-sex couples there can't get married. It just makes no sense at all.
And you're absolutely right in that sense of disbelief and shock and outrage. And all the more so because just, you know, this week we've had Malta legislate marriage equality. Even Pitcairn Islands, which have a population of 48 in the middle of the Pacific, they have legislated same-sex marriage. So the question is, why is the Northern Irish executive holding out? Why is the assembly there not being allowed to proceed according to its majority wishes? Why is the Democratic Unionist Party abusing the petition of concern process in order to block equal marriage?
So is it just the DUP or is there anything else that's throwing a spanner in the works?
It's the DUP. You know, they have fought tooth and nail against gay equality for more than four decades. They resisted every single attempt to remove discrimination against gay people. You know, we had to go, or Jeff Dudgeon had to go to the European Court of Human Rights in order to get the ban on homosexuality, the criminalization of homosexuality, overturned in the north of Ireland because the DUP was blocking that decriminalization. So when I think back over the last four decades on LGBT issues, there are members of the Democratic Unionist Party whose views and votes echo the extreme homophobia of the British National Party, a far-right extremist party. On LGBT issues, the DUP and the BNP are not dissimilar. And that is truly shocking. That is truly shocking.
And is it just steeped in, you know, religion, or is there anything else at play here?
I think it is steeped in religion, but not entirely. I think there are also political considerations as well. And these are very strange times because we know that of the surveys taken in the north of Ireland, a majority of people, both Protestant and Catholic, support marriage equality. A majority of people who are loyalist and Republican support marriage equality. The issue is that the leadership of the Democratic Unionist Party is out of step with a majority of their own community. And we know that there's already behind-the-scenes manoeuvring and, you know, protests by some members of the DUP who are very unhappy with their leadership. They feel that not only is it right in principle to support same-sex civil marriage, but it's also very politically damaging to the DUP to take this intransigent stance in support of discrimination in marriage law. It makes the DUP look bigoted, which, of course, many of them sadly are.
And at a recent rally, Canon Charles Kenny, who has been a Church of Ireland priest for almost 50 years, compared the opposition to same-sex marriage in the region to the historical hostility to mixed religion unions on the island of Ireland. This is a very emotional debate for many people.
Well, absolutely. But he's right. He's right. There is an echo of that earlier opposition to marriage between people of different faiths. And of course, that is an echo of the discrimination that existed in South Africa, which was against equality for people of different races. This is an ugly element or historical legacy of Irish history. But as I said, I'm so overjoyed that the majority of the people, north and south, do support marriage equality. And we should never lose sight of that fact. I always remind people that the population of Ireland, north and south, backs equality. It's just the bigoted leaders, or some of the bigoted leaders in the north, who are blocking it.
And what can we do, Peter, from the Republic? Is there anything that we can do to put pressure to help matters? Obviously, you know, if there's a march up there, I know many friends of mine in the LGBT community here would have traveled up to march in the same-sex marriage marches. But is there anything else that we can do?
Well, unfortunately, given the intransigence of the DUP, I think change is only going to come when enough of their members, enough DUP party members rebel openly and publicly to shame the leadership into changing its stance. Either that, or there is a successful case in the courts in the north where the courts strike down the ban on same-sex marriage as being against the Northern Irish equality laws. That's another possibility, but it is really hard to see a solution because the DUP has dug their heels in so hard, so fast, so determinedly, it's difficult to see a way forward. Of course, the other thing I might say is that if people vote against the DUP, then maybe they'll be replaced by parliamentarians, assembly members, who do support equality. And then, of course, the petition of concern procedure would not be so easily used.
I'm very conscious, as someone who is originally from Sri Lanka, a country that, as you know, is still yet to decriminalize homosexuality. I'm so heartened when obviously what happened in Ireland and then now Malta. You know, there's so many countries around the world who are now joining the wave of openness towards the LGBTQ community when it comes to same-sex marriage. But I'm very conscious of a place like Sri Lanka that were obviously colonized by the British. You know, they would kind of look at Northern Ireland and probably think, oh, if they're not changing the law, so why should we?
You're right. The Northern Irish ban on same-sex civil marriage does send a very negative signal to other countries around the world. At the moment, as I'm sure you're aware, Britain is a part of the Commonwealth, and 36 of the 52 member states of the Commonwealth still have a total prohibition on homosexuality, with penalties ranging up to life imprisonment in at least 7 Commonwealth countries, and even the prospect of execution under Sharia law in parts of Nigeria and Pakistan. So, you know, we've got to acknowledge that most of these laws in the Commonwealth were imposed by Britain during the colonial era. Of course, that colonial era is thankfully now over, but the independent countries have retained the anti-gay laws that Britain imposed on them in the 19th century. It doesn't make sense.
Well, one thing for sure, Peter, thank you so much for all the work that you're doing as a human rights campaigner, because it's very easy for people living in places like in Ireland, who now have been enjoying same-sex marriage for the last 2 years, to forget that the battle, the war is over. It's not. We just happened to win the battle in Ireland. Now, I mean, obviously, one country at a time we'll get there. And thanks to wonderful human rights campaigners like yourself who keep the pressure on and keep raising awareness of this very important issue. Peter Tatchell, human rights campaigner, thank you so much for joining us here on Global Village.
My pleasure, and I send my best wishes to all your listeners. You're right. Together, we can and will make the change.